And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Welcome, Tom from Hancock's.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, mate? Have you actually tamed the moustache a bit? I'm just noticing now you've taken the sides off.
Thank you. Yes, I've given a little bit of, you know, just shaped it up a little bit for summer. Got to keep things fresh, you know?
Be honest. You look in the mirror and the moustache is like, hey, man, this is what you're going to wear today and this is how you're going to do everything. Was it kind of telling you how to live your life?
Yeah, it was.
That's what exactly they do. What it's scary stuff.
The curl, rather than curling upwards, it started curling back into my mouth.
Sounds like kind of a Willem Dafoe and Spider-Man sort of situation, Green Goblin, where he's looking in the mirror.
There's a bit of that.
New year, new mo.
I freak out and I just bald my whole face right off.
I just like Marie Kondo'd my face. That's current. Yeah.
No, I reckon we clocked that. Let's get into this cocktail.
Very well, I tried.
Some nice colours here in the alcohol area, I've got to say.
Shit, yes. Yeah, so today we are going for very much in the realms of what I did last time I was here with the rum old fashioned. I'm taking a twist on a classic and twisting it a little bit further. So what we have today, we're focusing on Southern Comfort.
Classic. It's a bit of a special one.
So yeah, this is the Southern Comfort Black. So slightly higher ABV.
Black is your black heart.
So yeah, this Southern Comfort Original's 35%.
John is sniffing.
This one's sitting up on 40%. So yeah, you're getting.
John's saying it's more of a 39 point something. Sorry, he's really good at this stuff.
40.2.
Can you do a couple more sniffs?
It smells good.
It's a tasty little product. I mean, for those.
Hey Tom, you might know. How does it work? Can they be like a little bit over? And do you know if there's like a realm within the percentage you've got to be? Because obviously they're not always going to be spot on the percentages.
No. Generally with spirits, they're generally sitting at the 35% mark up to about. I mean, they can get as high as
40 is the max kind of thing, like.
Oh no! You can get.
Oh no! I mean, if this says 40 on the thing, it just has to be 40, or it could be.
Oh, within that one product, yeah. You keep it pretty tight to what it says. Yeah.
Look, sorry to put you on the spot.
Because then there's, you know, with all the liquor licensing laws and all that sort of shit, you got to make sure that what's in there.
But it's an organic thing, right? It must mature in the bottle and all sorts of whack crap, right?
Nah, they got it down to pretty much a science. Okay. Yeah.
It's been a while, I suppose.
The fermentation is generally stopped. You can get the flavors changing, but generally that alcohol percentage will stay the same across your wine, spirits, that sort of thing. They generally stop the ferment, because if it keeps fermenting, that's when you can't really control it once it's in the bottle and it's on the shelf, or if it gets too hot, or if it gets too cold, or if it gets in light. Or
is that a Scouts emblem on the Southern Comfort bottle as well, by the way?
You'd be talking about the that's a fleur-de-lis, right? Is that what that's called? Fleur-de-lis?
I need to stop talking about this.
So this is that basically is a good signifier of the French influence that we got here. So
you have vermouth as well, I see.
We've gone very French today. Yeah.
Everything is bon.
You've got
That's how I pronounce it.
Am I able to have a little sip of this?
Do it.
Because this is like I'd have this maybe in the evening, just from about to sit down to dinner.
Are you about to have a sip? Can you start? I think you should probably start making the drink, Tom.
That's
I feel
that's
like
a good point.
We could just really go. Last week it was quite hectic, mate.
I heard things got interesting last week.
Oh my god.
I heard you had a good time.
I don't want to hear those rumors going around the Hancock's office. Actually,
there was a few Nazis floating around, I've got to say.
It's Gwilym, so you know. It's pretty standard, to be honest.
Okay, so you put some ice into what looks to be kind of like a sporting a Boston shaker. It's got like a grip cage on it.
Oh yeah, got that grip cage. Yeah. So basically, what we got here. So we got the original New Orleans spirit. So if you know anything about New Orleans, it was originally owned by the French. They settled there, and then they eventually sold Louisiana back in the famous Louisiana Purchase, which was post Civil War, I think. So heavy French influence in the Louisiana New Orleans area. And this is the original New Orleans spirit. So very much a French influence. They started making this spirit in a cognac style.
Nice.
But what they've done, which is specific about this bad boy here, is that Southern Comfort is a whiskey, but it's made blended with fruits and spices as well.
Yeah, that's right. The dude was like, "Fuck the rules, man! I'll make it a bit more tasty."
Hell yeah, yeah. So he is and tasty. He has very much made it. Sorry, I'm knocking the mic a little bit. Very
it's okay. This is a real. This is happening right now in real time, everyone. So there's going to be.
So Tom, hang on. I was just basically sampled a little nip of everything on the deck. So we had how much Southern Comfort went into the glass?
So this is a nice easy one. So this is the same recipe as a Negroni, except we've swapped out gin, which is in a Negroni, for the Southern Comfort. So mm-hmm. so that is, and it's equal parts. So one part.
And you're
one
stirring
part each.
With the equator at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
One part Southern Comfort.
So yeah, 30 mils of each. Basically.
Okay, 30 ml each.
Yeah, 30 mils of each. So nice, easy cocktail. Serve it with a garnish, and then serve over ice in a short glass. So yeah, we've got the.
You were reading in your mind just then, eh? You were like reading something in your brain. It's great.
You can tell I'm that bad of a multitasker.
This Dolan Vermouth.
Vermouth is just an aromatized wine.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Not just. It's an aromatized wine. Full stop.
Whereas a normal wine is not.
Yeah. But as you can see, it's...
Wow, great
it's,
colour.
It's a beautiful colour.
Is that orange? That's orange.
That is, yeah.
We've gone orange. We're going full orange here.
And that is predominantly because of your vermouth and the aperitivo, which is quite a bright colour, as you can see.
Loving
these.
And
then I just do a little cheeky garnish there with my lemon.
He's just massaging some lemon in there that he razor shaved earlier behind the scenes. Yes, oh, little rim on the glass.
Absolutely got it. So the importance of the garnish is really important because, like, as you said, like when I was cutting out up earlier, you know, you're standing a good meter and a half away from me for those playing at home.
It smelled great.
And the food, as soon as I'd cut
smell
it.
Smell the type of thing that would just wake you out of a coma. It was like, wow, what's that?
Exactly.
A natural fruit thing, you know, like. Felt good.
Shit, yeah. So for that reason, this is a really good starter because it does wake you from, you know, the coma of your daily business, but it is also a nice little finisher to the night as well.
Agreed.
It's a nice boozy one. Sorry, I'll just do my.
Well, Leah and Big Hungry can take their because I was greedy and I tried all of
had
the,
to get in
the Dolan.
And here we have the Southern Comfort, we have the vermouth, and we have what is that middle one? Aperitivo.
Aperitivo. Yeah. So again, it's aromatized.
And nothing. Then just glass. And just sorry. Ice, and that's it.
And then, so you just stir it on ice just to dilute it a bit, because you will notice that Southern Comfort is a sweeter style spirit.
Oh, wow, it's
and
fantastic.
We are using sweet vermouth, and Peychaud's Aperitivo is a sweeter style beverage as well, or liquid. So because of that sweetness, that's why you're stirring through a little bit of ice to dilute, but you also that's why the lemon's there as well. So that lemon brings that sort of illusion of tartness, which just cuts through.
Consider me
that
sucked
sweetness
in
a little bit.
It's working.
Leah made quite a thinking face when she was sipping on hers. What do you think? Mm. You can be honest.
I thought it was gonna be really bitter, but it, like, because the aperitivo is quite like bitter and tart.
Yeah.
But this is. Smooth.
Yeah, it is really smooth. I was just thinking that as well. It's creamy. How did that happen?
I think it's the Southern Comfort, eh?
Like. It is definitely, and also you'd normally use, instead of, like for a Negroni, you would normally use Campari, which is the is a very popular bittering agent. So Negronis generally are quite a bitter cocktail. And this is really just not like a nice step away from that.
It's kind of like an alcoholic liquid rock candy, if I could say that much.
Right? Yeah, you get some real that's a good call actually, because you definitely, because of the aperitivo particularly and the SoCo, you are getting those sort of candied notes of sort of orange and.
Yes. Do you hear that, John?
Yeah. So points.
Got all that stuff right. It's pretty cool.
Ooh. This is a great one because it's it's always touted as more of an autumnal cocktail, but to be honest,
because of the colours, isn't it? It's kind of
And it's color. And it's sort of boozy and warming, so
you can
snuggle up with this next to the fire and have a good old time. I can't remember which one glass is yours. There you go, good enough.
Oh, it's good.
John's
enough.
Been very patient waiting.
Now, cheers. Cheers. Cheers, Tom.
Hey, bless up everyone. Have a good laneway, won't you, on Monday. Everyone be safe.
Yeah, happy laneway.
Jay.
Do you know what I love? Play. Just if you give it, if you push it right up, it should kind of like, there we go.
We're just mucking around with microphones.
There we now, go.
Tom, I love it when a new bottle of something appears that I've never seen before Cocktail Corner. Dolan.
French as hell.
French for
it says, it's actually a massive, in quite bold lettering, just says France. Like, that's proud as hell on
1821,
there.
I'm like, give me some of this, actually, this thing I've never seen before.
Mm.
And, yeah.
It's good. It's a good one.
And you got it. And then you fucking, yeah.
These are all the little secret tools that bartenders have. Like, you know about the main spirits, you know about the popular stuff, you know about the bourbons, the
cokes. I wish you still had that moustache, though. This drink and that fucking moustache, and it would just be like, yep.
I feel...
Double tick.
I feel embarrassed that I showed up with less of my moustache today.
God damn, this is smooth, though.
Yeah, it's crazy smooth.
Holy moly.
I think, and the lemon just gives a little bit of like, hey, man, it's not, it's alcoholic, by the way.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Creeps up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, considering, yeah, this is just spirits and alcohol mixed together.
It really is. Where is my stool, actually?
It's not a bad way to go.
I need to sit down before I fall down.
Yeah, feels good. Down here.
This one I love because for those playing at home, if you're a fan of the Negroni, then this is a great twist on it. Or even if you're new to cocktails, I mean, it's super simple. I mean, as you've seen, I just had...
It's not as aggressive as a Negroni.
No, well,
it's Campari.
Definitely not.
It's not having Campari in there, because everyone's like, give me some Campari. Well, Campari is just like... Ugh.
Do we cheers? Fucking cheers!
Hey! Cheers! Happy New Year, everyone. Hey.
Thank you very much. I was still, I don't know if you can say that, mate, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I did.
I
just did.
I said Happy New Year to...
Oh, no, we're still in January. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How's
your Christmas
year?
Tree is still up? Just watch yourself. Do you know what? Happy New Year, actually. Right back.
My Christmas tree is a pahutakawa tree we have in a pot on our back deck. Mm. We just bring it inside, and I get my daughter to chuck a whole bunch of tinsel on it. Mm. Just legit.
I have a dak plant.
Nice.
Hey,
anything that you can hang tinsel off, really.
If any police want Big Hungry's address, give me a phone call. 393-879 studio number, and I'll just let you to the location. Okay, so cheers to the comfort. Thanks, Hancock's. If people want to pick up any of these ingredients, no doubt they can head along to a Glengarry store or all good liquor stores.
Absolutely,
Is the Dolan...
You are taken by the Dolan, aren't you?
Slightly
the
harder
Dolan's
to
great.
Find.
If I can make a wee side note, because of those who are familiar with Dolan, one of the common things that people do is that they will have it in their liquor cabinet,
right.
And they will have it sitting
for cooking?
Warm, and they will have it there for a long time. It's sort of similar to port. You have it sitting there, you have a sip every now and again, or you use a little bit of it and you put it back. Oh. This is a wine, so I've opened this. This will be good for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, right.
So if you have wine or port that are sitting in your liquor cabinet for longer than a month, it's gone. Yeah. So that's a common
Does it
mistake.
Go off and then sort of come back?
I mean, it's still drinkable.
No, I'm getting a lot of shakes of the head.
But okay.
This
is where the wanker in me goes, you're losing a lot of those crucial aromatics.
And you might go blind.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thank you very much, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.